Then guard yourselves against the fire whose fuel is men and stones, prepared for the unbelievers. Proclaim good tidings to those who have faith and do good works. They shall dwell in gardens watered by running streams. Whenever they are given fruit to eat, they will say, "This is what we used to eat before." For they shall be given the like. Wedded to chaste spouses, they shall abide therein forever. God does not disdain to make comparison with a gnat or with a larger creature. The faithful know that it is the truth from their Lord, but the unbelievers ask, "What could God mean by this comparison?" By such comparisons, God confounds many and enlightens many, but he confounds none except the evildoers who break his covenant after accepting it and put asunder what he has bidden to be united and perpetrate corruption in the land. These will surely be the losers. How can you deny God? Did he not give you life when you were dead? And will he not cause you to die and then restore you to life? Will you not return to him at last? He created for you all that the earth contains. Then, ascending to the sky, he fashioned it into seven heavens. He has knowledge of all things. When your Lord said to the angels, "I am placing on the earth one that shall rule as my deputy," they replied, "Will you put there one that will do evil and shed blood, when we have for so long sung your praise?"